1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. President Trump speaking last tonight of the 13 Republican presidential contenders allotted 10 minutes each at the annual Lincoln Dinner in Des Moines, Iowa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis among those making their pitches.
We will repeal Bidenomics so that middle-class people actually have a chance to get ahead in this country again. We will stop the Congress from borrowing and spending this country into oblivion.
President Biden earlier visiting a textile factory in Auburn, Maine, touting the economy and his Bidenomics policies with low unemployment.
Yesterday, we learned the economy grew faster than expected last quarter. And this morning, we saw data showing that last month, the annual rate of inflation continued to decline.
Wall Street major indexes closing higher, the third straight week of gains for the S&P 500. President Biden announcing a $345 million U.S. military aid package for Taiwan. This is ABC News. It is day two of the sentencing hearing to determine whether the convicted shooter in Michigan's Oxford High School mass shooting will get a life prison sentence. Four students killed in the shooting, many more injured.
At the sentencing hearing for a convicted Oxford High School shooter, Ethan Crumbly, testimony from more students who survived. This unnamed 16-year-old telling prosecutor Karen McDonald he emerged from a bathroom stall where he'd been hiding and was met by Crumbly wielding a gun and standing over the body of a shot student.
And the shooter tells you to do what?
Kind of signals me to go over by him, by his body.
Instead, the student says he was able to run behind Crumbly's back and out the door.
If I stayed, I was going to die.
The shooter's lawyer is saying they want a prison sentence that will give their client the opportunity for parole, saying he suffered from mental illness and grossly negligent parents. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Another big jackpot up for grabs tonight. Mega Millions will net the lucky winner over $940 million. No one's picked the right numbers since mid-April. Andy Field, ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside.
wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pre-recorded. Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, Henry Cup, baby.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by St. Paul Public Schools, giving out signing bonuses. Check them out at spps.org.
Hey, right on, Haley. I used to teach high school and back in the day. And then we also have State Senator Mary Kunish, who is also an educator in school before she retired recently, too. Hey, thanks a lot for stopping in. It's our Friday show with State Senator Mary Kunish. Welcome.
Well, matakiape. Hello, my relatives. Good to be here with you on this sweltering hot Friday afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, it's always great to see you and always great to talk to you. Great positive energy. And we just had a great session this past year and things are looking good. We are worried a little bit about this global warming stuff, and the scientists are saying on the news, you know, that all this heat is definitely has something to do with it. So, you know, we got to really start talking more about that and do something about it. But it's great to have you on. And so you are like on vacation mode, but really not, because you're doing a lot of traveling and all these things. What's going on, State Senator?
Well, this was kind of a fun week, because for one day I spent visiting farms across Minnesota, went down to Granite Falls and saw this wonderful, wonderful family farm that had been in the family for four generations, and it was a century farm. So the family had had it for well over 100 years. Really great couple, Tim and Connie Velde, shared, you know, the history of their farm, and then, you know, really demonstrated what incredibly good stewards they are of the lands that they farm, and using really good practices. One thing I did not know is that soybeans produce twice as much nitrogen as they need. And so when they're growing in the fields, not only are they taking the nitrogen they need to produce soybeans, but they also leave a ton of nitrogen in the ground. And interesting enough, corn needs a lot of nitrogen to grow. So talking about how they flip the different crops in different fields, and then like the precision farming that they have with their machinery and that sort of thing. It was fascinating. And I asked him about the global warming and about the heat this year and what kind of an effect that has on his farm, especially when we hear about, you know, some of the aquifers getting dried up and farms needing more and more water to water their crops. He said down in southern southern Minnesota, it's really good clay. And so it holds the moisture, so they don't have to aerate. They don't have to, they don't have those big watering apparatus out there. Their soil holds the water really well. Wow. So I learned a heck of a lot from these folks. And unfortunately, yesterday I didn't make it onto a forum for tribal nutrition and agriculture, but one of the people that did attend shared her notes with me, and Ben Jacobs was on the panel. He's Takabi from the Osage Nation, and Sean Sherman was there, the sous chef, to talk about that. Neely Snyder from Dream of Wild Health, Shannon Kessner, who is the tribal liaison for Minnesota Department of Agriculture, and this young woman that sent me this, her name is Kirsten Busher, and she works with Senator Smith's office, and she was there as well. And one of the things that, and I don't know if people know this, but there's been a lot of consternation about the farm bill that the federal government has not passed yet. And it's making farmers really, really nervous. And it's really important for tribal nations and our native communities as well, because within the farm bill, the federal farm bill, there are opportunities to address some of the longstanding systemic inequities in the agriculture and nutrition sector that affects so many of our Native families. And we all know the poor health that generations have had, especially when they were receiving all those commodity foods that were no good for Indian folks. And so it's just really super important that as we go forward, we're investing in Native farms as well. So there are organizations like the Native Farm Bill Coalition. There are tribal leaders from across the nation that are working with the Indian Affairs Committee and the Agricultural Committee because they really, really recognize the need for this in Indian country. And so Senator Smith and her office has been working with the Indian Affairs Committee to push some of her priorities like self-governance, expansion in USDA, including the Office of Self-Governance to administer the programs, because oftentimes the dollars are there, but some other agency is in charge of the money, and that makes it difficult. She wants to ensure that there's better engagement with the tribes throughout USDA, and that's the